Good morning. We continue with our study of Shara Bitachon, a very exciting section of the Chovos HaLevavos. We are in the fourth parak. Yesterday, the Chovos HaLevavos told us that there are three steps: choosing, contemplating, and then just doing when it comes to making choices in life. Well, today the Chovos HaLevavos expands on that idea. He says, look, there are people who turn around and wait for a sign from God. And they turn to God and they say, I'm waiting for you to tell me what I'm supposed to do. This, says the Chovos HaLevavos, means you're already off course. Why is a person who does that already off course? Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, a person needs to understand that God has already spoken. It matters that you're supposed to figure out, should I daven, should I not daven? Should I go to shul? Should I not go to shul? Should I proceed in a certain way? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the answer already. He gave us a Shulchan Aruch. And he said, this is the way you're supposed to proceed. The bigger question that comes up is, what happens when you're in areas of life where you're not in that environment, and where it's not as clear? I need to choose what my talents are, that's clear. If I need to choose whether the parnasa will be successful, that's in the hands of Hashem. So bitachon is not waiting for God to come along and give you the exact answer to every single life question. Reminds me of a situation I'll get to in a second. Bitachon is in knowing that once you have done what's expected from you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn around and He will do the rest and make sure that your attempts are successful. Yesterday I was talking to a colleague, and my colleague was telling me about this crazy, crazy case. What was unique about the crazy case? The case involved a certain individual who chose not to make any decisions in life. Whatever mommy and daddy said, she's 25 years old and she's married for about a year, right? But whatever mommy and daddy said, that's the answer. How do you handle what the heck is happening? Whatever my mother tells me to make. What do I do about, buying towels? Whatever my parents tell me. It's very nice to have such involved parents. But to give up your own mind is a terrible thing that you are wasting. And this is not exactly what the author of the Chovos HaLevavos recommends in regard to Avinu Shebashamayim. God already spoke, and your mother already taught you how to make a supper. God already spoke, and He told us how we are to proceed. Bitachon doesn't mean that I'm waiting for God to show me a sign. He gave me a sign in the year 2448. And so therefore I have a responsibility to pick up on that. What the success will be, that's where bitachon comes into play. And how do I figure it out? So again, steps one and two of a human being's choice process, recognizing that there's a choice, choosing, and then sticking to my choice, those are cognitive processes. Those are processes of thinking. Those things I have the ability to do. I have the ability to recognize the issue, and I have the ability to research it and come up with the right thing to do. And then I have to choose it. And those things I have the ability. And then there's the action of just doing it. And sometimes just doing what I'm supposed to do doesn't always bring about the result that I want. That requires the bitachon in Hashem that He'll bring out this situation to the best of our ability. And that's why Chazal tell us what happens if I have a situation like the Gemara in Bracha says, Chishev lasos mitzvah v'nema nas v'lo asa, malalav akazu kilu asa. That if a person wanted to do a good thing, and then unfortunately someone else stepped up to the plate and took care of it, or there was some sort of situation whereby you were not able to take care of it. So in such a situation, God treats it as though you did it already, and you did it properly. The opposite is true, by the way, and we're going to see this in Parshas Matos, right, where the Gemara says that if a person wanted to go ahead and do an Avera, and unfortunately for him on that particular day, the Avera wasn't possible. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about Mishneskavin Lecho Besar Chazir V'Ala B'Yado Besar Taleh. A person wanted to do an Avera, and God didn't give him the chance to do the Avera. He wanted to eat pork. And it turns out that day that the food that he got was lamb. So the Torah says such an individual still needs to go ahead and achieve some sense of atonement. Why? Choosing. That's in a human being's hands. Practice is not only in the human being's ability. Practice requires what happens in real life requires a unity both of the individual and also of Hashem's involvement with that individual. And so again, when we're thinking about what it is we're doing, where our work is for us to do what's expected of us. The contemplation to live a life of Torah, the contemplation to do what Hashem expects us to do, that has to be on our minds every single day. And that has to be the focus of where it is that we achieve. Where does the bitachon come into play? When we have done everything we possibly could, and we still haven't necessarily guaranteed that the proper outcome will come about, in those situations, that's where the human being has a responsibility to put his bitachon in Hashem. So as you're going through your day, and I'll go through mine, let's look for the opportunities to make the choices. And then when we go afterwards, we'll hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will carry them through, not only on our behalf, but for the benefit of the world at large. Have a wonderful, terrific day.